Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz with Emily and Joanna. Hello, Emily.
Joanna.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of What the Buzz. We kind of have a quick one today because there's not that much chisme today.
Yeah, and I lost my note. Okay, found my note.
There's been, like, people have been taking days off and stuff, so there's not really much.
Holidays
and stuff, so not much is really happening on our. I know. Have you ever felt like everyone is in a good mood? Like sometimes on the show when we have like a really good segment and we're all just like laughing and in good moods, and I'm all, something is going to F this up.
Yeah.
I know
it. High fives all around and then something.
Something will F it. But lately things have been going smooth.
I think because
too smooth.
Yeah, but I think everyone needed a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got one.
I finally got a Saturday off.
You get one day
off. I was so overjoyed by that. One Saturday I got off.
Living the dream.
I know, it was great.
But everyone's kind of taking big. I think, how many? Lisa took a whole week.
She took a whole week.
Buzz and Nico
took the Thanksgiving holiday.
You only got one Saturday.
I got a Saturday. But let me tell you, I definitely took advantage of that. Yeah, I felt fresh.
Yeah. So I think you're all in a good place right now.
And then, like, when nobody's here, when it's just me running the show, uh-huh, it kind of feels like a mini vacation, too. I get, like, a break from them.
Yeah, you're like, I can hear their voices in a playback.
But. Yeah. I don't have to, like, put up this whole... I don't have to do a... Oh, my God, it's being weird, huh?
It glitched. That's okay.
Interesting. But I feel like I don't have to put effort into the show.
Yeah.
You know? Just when I'm doing playbacks.
Yeah, you get to just...
And then this year, we did like a new thing for the playback since we're no longer on networks.
Yeah.
We added music. And I think a lot of people really like that.
I always wondered why we didn't do that.
Because we were on the network.
So you can't mess with it, right?
Right. So there's like, there was a structure to the network.
Okay.
And we had to be in commercials at around certain times. And we had to have like a strict set of commercial... Mm. Length.
Yeah. And so songs just screw it up.
So songs would screw it up. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
And so we did that this time. And I think people really liked it. Our boss really liked it. Brad called me up and said that it sounded great.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, thanks. I didn't do it. But, you know, he's like, no, he did say, he's like, I'm glad Kevin put in music.
Yeah, talk to your boy. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I thought it sounded great. And I thought it went smooth.
Okay.
So when they weren't here, you know, I also got like a little bit of a break.
Good. Good. You need it.
And it went well.
Recharge.
And so when everybody came back this week, we were all like just really excited to get back together and talk about what's happening, mm-hmm, what went on during our vacations. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes me wonder what's coming.
It makes you nervous.
It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. I got you guys all to film a video all together. And I was like, oh my God.
Four of us.
It never happens.
It never happens.
They're in a good mood.
We were in a good mood. It was a good video, I thought.
It was a bonding exercise. So I was just trying to use it as a, no, you guys have to bond. You're going to all taste these sodas. You're not going to go on a horseback riding.
And we did.
Journey. You're just going to drink some sodas together.
And I thought we all genuinely did, like, really good with that video.
Yeah.
Like, we were all just vibing together.
Exactly. That's what we need more of here.
Yeah, and it was a good idea. Shout out to your husband for bringing us those sodas.
Yes, we have had two, but I feel like it's not worth it.
What are the other two?
The other two are maple syrup and sweet corn.
Oh, we should try them. I'll still pretend I don't know them. Don't tell anybody.
But that's just like, I don't know. I kept those in because the other ones were gross. But you can see
they
that.
They weren't
over
that gross.
Michelle loved the grass flavor and she was drinking it.
I saw her
the rest
holding
of the
it.
Day. Yeah, because she caught me when I was about to dump them. And uh-huh, she's like, oh, what are these? I'm like, oh, they're sodas. Do you want to taste them? And so she's like, yeah, sure. Drinks two. And then she gets to the grass and she's like, this one's actually like a Jolly Rancher. Can I keep it?
I'm telling you, the grass ones smell like gummies.
What the heck? Well, people drink grass shots all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
Healthy people.
Healthy people take those.
Whatever.
Lemongrass? No, that's not right.
Wheatgrass.
Something grass.
I think it's wheatgrass.
It's grass.
Yeah,
you're
well,
eating
either
grass.
Way, there was no real grass in this
horse
grass
people.
Soda.
You're eating grass.
Well, she drank it. But he's always, when my husband's out and he sees weird stuff, he's always like, do you want this for the morning show? Do you want? I didn't even ask for this. So he just brought them. Was like, you guys should do this for the morning show.
Nice. Good thinking, Fo.
He's trying to build your bonding.
Through Thank
weird,
you for that.
Eating weird things.
I do feel like we need to do more bonding things like that.
I think you guys really do. It's not about just going to lunch with Buzz, okay? Nobody has to be forced to have a meal with Buzz.
Hey.
Unless it's on camera.
Sometime this past week, Nico was like, hey, Buzz and I are going to lunch. Do you want to go? And I'm all, where are you guys going? And he's all, to Buck's Cambry.
Were they really going to Buzz?
No, they never went. Because I was like, I'm down. Yeah. Free steak and lobster.
Yeah, it's like $10 for a steak and lobster.
A chick wants to show me her boobs while I'm eating my steak and lobster. That's cool.
You just don't put them in it.
Right?
Yeah.
Your boob didn't touch the lobster, did it?
I always thought, like, because that's always a joke, right? That strip clubs don't have good food, but I always wanted to, like, go
We've
to a stripper
the food.
Buffet.
Well, I mean, we didn't. But Buzz and Nico did, and they said it was good.
I always thought, but I guess that's, you know, the media and entertainment made it sound like strip clubs.
The mainstream media says that strip food isn't good.
Isn't good, but I was kind of like, I'll be the judge of that. I want to go to a strip
right?
club buffet.
Let me find out for myself.
Exactly, and I haven't been to one, but I was always curious, like, can I really get a good lunch at a strip club?
You know what cheap? I like? Wings.
Wings at a strip club?
Think, not at a strip club, just like in general. Like if you make good wings, I don't care if it's going to be at a strip club. We'll be like, let's go there. They have good wings.
You need to do a best. Who has the best wings in El Paso? Write that.
Who has the best wings in El Paso? And if it's a strip club, let me know. I'm still down. They never went to lunch.
What the heck?
So yesterday,
okay,
Buzz offered to buy us lunch.
Okay, but like eat it here?
Yeah,
go out?
Like Nico went out to get it and then he brought it, but I didn't get anything because I was like, well, I have food today.
Why doesn't Buzz, why don't you guys DoorDash? Why are you guys making
Nico's Google? The DoorDash.
Does Buzz not want to spend the extra?
First of all, as we've learned, Buzz doesn't know how to do DoorDash or Uber Eats.
Well, I'm surprised Nico hasn't said, like, I don't want to go do it.
I think Nico will do it just to be like, yeah, give me the money and I'll go get it. But I didn't ask for anything because I had food already.
Yeah.
And Lisa did. They got Subway. And then Lisa was eating her sandwich and I'm all, that looks good.
You just take it home for later.
I know.
You always do that, Joanna. If someone offers you food, be like, yeah. And then just eat it later.
I was like, oh, I should have gotten a sandwich. And then Buzz comes in and he's all, what's that you're eating? And I was eating Chinese food.
Oh.
And he's like, interesting.
That's not
and then he
Subway.
Walks away. He's like, that's what you turned down my food for?
Yeah, just give me that $5.
So, yeah, we're going to try to see if Buzz Buzz's lunch this coming week.
Well, if we could sell an endorsement, then you guys could all go and try the buffet at Buck's Cabaret or whatever. I don't know if it's a buffet.
They're open every day, like Christmas and all that.
Exactly. So,
a Christmas miracle.
Have a Christmas dinner at Buck's Cabaret.
At Buck's Cabaret.
The Buzz Adams Morning Show at Buck's Cabaret. And we make it a Christmas theme dinner.
That'd be great.
Or something.
I got something in my eye. Do you see me when you're struggling for my life?
Do you need water in your eye?
In my eye?
Yeah, I have to do that.
I feel like there's an eyelash. I've been wearing makeup this week. I didn't wear any today. But this whole week, my mom sat me down. And she was like, Joanna, you're the producer of the show now. Start dressing like it.
Your mama told you that?
She was like, why don't you wear makeup? Why don't you do your hair? And I'm like, Mom, I work in radio. And she's like, but Joanna, you're the producer now. Show them that you can be professional.
Well, our boss has had that talk with me too.
And I was like, what?
Not about you though.
Oh. I'm like, oh no.
No. He's the first person that's talked to me about you need to present yourself.
Right. That's basically what she told me.
Yeah. If you're in the position you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So I see where your mom's coming from. And probably any other workplace. Because you know how Buzz always rags on everyone too. Like, oh, why are you dressed like that at work? Why are you wearing pajama bottoms? I wear a suit and Nico's wearing sandals.
He wears satin suits that are pajamas, all right? Then he wears like these loafers.
We really just need a day. That which could also be a very easy gallery of like Buzz outfits. Just Buzz outfits.
Oh, man.
Every day take a picture of
Buzz. I know
outfit.
I have pictures.
Yeah. Because Buzz wears some snazzy stuff.
He does.
He does.
He's very eccentric, if you will.
Yes. And I like his hats. He doesn't have a witch butt hat, but He needs to get one.
I saw it wasn't a witch's hat, but it looks similar to the hat from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
And I was like, with a little retouching, I can make it look like the witch's butthole hat.
You should.
And it was liquid at the spirit store, but it was like, I think $12. And I was like, no, I'm not even in the market for this right now. I'm looking for Squid Game things.
But one day
I'm going to make the witch's butthole hat.
Those are your goals for 2022.
Do you have any goals for next year?
No, I never do.
You never do?
No, I'm not big on New Year's.
Isn't it weird that we're already thinking of New Year's?
Yeah, it's like a couple of weeks away.
Like, wasn't it just, I don't know, February of this year?
Yeah.
We brought up something the other day on the show, and I was like, that was this year?
Exactly. Well, I don't know anything anymore.
Everything's a blur.
I keep forgetting because I have to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I'm like, I don't know when this happened or what month was this. I don't know anymore. I should have done better in organizing myself.
Right. If being the producer in the show has taught me anything is I have to write everything down. This whole, I'll remember that later, is a lie.
Yeah.
I will not remember it later. So I have my notebook here and I write everything down from the show. Good.
Yeah.
What we talked about. I did the notes originally.
Yeah.
And Nico had offered to do the notes. But yeah. I was like, no, I need them in front of me. Because then Buzz is like, hey, what did we do this segment?
Yeah.
Or what did we do at 8? I want to replay it.
No, yeah.
I have to have them in front of me. And although it was very nice of Nico to offer,
no.
I needed them in front of me. And then I still have a notebook where I have to write every
notes.
I have double the notes because
well, that's a good producer.
I will not remember. The other day that I asked Buzz, do you think I'm doing a good job? He got all scared. Yes. Why?
Well, tell me, damn it.
Praise me.
I want to hear it.
Let me know.
Right. Like, I don't want to just hear it on the app chat. I need to hear it from you, Buzz.
Thank you to all the app chat people. There's one person who said that I was one of the best additions to the show.
Good.
And I was like, thank you so much. I was
more
like, don't cry at the show, Joanne.
Yeah, more of that. Less of the hate.
Oh my God. Some dude got so mad yesterday. You see the app chat messages.
Yeah, I see them. But I just, unless it's something very whatever, like I need to handle it. I'm like, Joanne has got it.
The day before we were off air.
Yes.
For a while.
For that. Uh-huh.
And so the next, we had replayed something that Buzz was like, well, we were off air. So let's play it again at 9.
Okay.
So we replayed it. And then the next day, Buzz was like, should we replay it again?
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, yeah. Why not? Because we were off air.
Yeah.
And then this guy messages us and he's like, you guys are the laziest morning show ever. He's like, no, his message was like, do you guys think that we don't listen to the whole show? Because it's getting ridiculous with the replays.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, that's exactly what we think. Yeah. In all seriousness, we think of it as the average listener listens for about 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
And that way, if we replay something, it's so that the people who stop listening in the 15-minute segments can hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
And we're very thankful that you listen through the entire show, mm-hmm. but the average listener doesn't. So we want to try and include them as well.
Throwing some facts at listeners.
And then
something, eh?
And he was like, the 95.5 KLEQ lazy ass morning show coming at you. And I'm like, how dare you? I mean, we are lazy, but still.
But hey. We're still entertaining. So just wait until it's over.
Dude from back. Las Cruces.
Oh, geez.
I know. Oh, yeah. Don't you have your own morning shows?
Do they? Do they, though?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the radio scene in Las Cruces. But, no, if you guys explain, that's what this podcast is for, right?
Yeah.
Give you a little insight about there is a structure to the madness
it's
of
funny
a replay.
Because, I think maybe 2 or 3 days before that message from yesterday, Buzz was explaining to Nico about the 15-minute increments.
Oh.
And he was like, Nico, the average listener, I forgot what Nico brought up, but Buzz was like, Nico, you have to think of it as the average listener only listens for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's whether it's getting ready for work, the commute to work, or dropping the kids off at school.
It's 15 minutes to a commute anyway.
Right. Or, 15 minutes before they'll change the station on us.
Yeah.
So we want to present the best things. And if we think that a segment went really well, we're going to replay it.
Which segment was this?
Gary Hoey.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I heard you guys keep playing Gary Hoey. And I was like, what the heck? Goes to Mike and Trisha.
Okay. That was maybe our fault. We were lazy because we did another replay right after, and it was a true crime report.
Yeah.
And so Buzz had asked us, do you guys think we should replay Gary Hoey? And me and Lisa were like, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was great. It's a good one. Yeah, I heard. And then I heard the true crime again. But see, like, again, I'm not an average listener. I work for you guys.
You listen to the whole thing.
So I listen to the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, my God, again. And I go to my intro.
I know. Things have been a little weird because we're only on 4 hours now. Yeah. If we had been on 5 hours... We still needed things to fill in.
Yeah, it would spread out. Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out a good way to... We'll figure it out in the next year, all right? We've only been doing this for a few weeks. Give us a break.
Yeah, and I think, in 2 more weeks, more people will be gone.
Exactly.
You're going to hear more playback.
Just get used to it.
You're going to hear more Dominic the Donkey, which I need to send you some TikToks because people are jumping on the Dominic the Donkey.
Do they like Dominic the Donkey on TikTok?
I think it's growing, but the one I saw was a dude that Faux saved it. It's an Italian guy who's like, we don't have a Christmas donkey in Italy. What the heck? And I was going to send it to you so that you could do something with it.
We have a Mexican donkey, El Burrito Sabanero.
Is that a real song?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Compare them or something. Because, the Italian got mad.
That's actually pretty funny. I'm writing that down.
Write that down. Yeah, because the Italian, I kind of thought about it. Where the heck did Buzz get it from then? What is the origin of the Dominic the Donkey?
I didn't know that thing existed until I started on the show.
Okay, like you, yeah.
I think yesterday I put something on my Instagram story and it was El Burrito Sabanero. And the song.
Yeah.
And then somebody replied back and they're all like, but what about Dominic the Donkey? And I was like, I never even knew Dominic the Donkey existed.
Exactly.
To me, it's always been the Mexican song.
I never even knew there was a Mexican song. And then Dominic, is only, where the heck did Buzz find it? And obviously, if this Italian guy's like, I've never heard of the song, is this an American thing? And they were
probably.
We have to find out the origin of Dominic the Donkey.
We haven't played him this year. But Buzz and I had a meeting, like, when should we start all the Christmas production?
Yeah, because I haven't even put up the Christmas stuff.
We haven't put up any, and he had said, the Monday after Thanksgiving. He's like, I feel like the Monday after Thanksgiving is too soon. So that was this past Monday.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, I agree.
Yeah.
And I was like, so maybe the following Monday? So coming this Monday, we may start doing some Christmas imaging, which I don't do, by the way. I appreciate all the props, but I don't. Yeah, it's not me doing
totally
it. I
totally thought it was you. I was like, Joanna knows what's hip, and guess who it is?
It's our Duke Key.
Duke, the Baba Duke.
Of course, it's him.
Yes. He's also very hip.
He's very hip.
I was like, I'm not surprised.
And the way it sounds, it's amazing. Yahweh.
And that's why I was like, that's why I thought it was you, because TikTok and Instagram and all that. But no.
No.
It was Duke. It's very with it. But I do want in the escalera.
Escalera.
Oh, you forgot. I need to tell Duke, dude, you got to get that in there. Got to get all those in there.
There was one that Brandon had done, and it was from this other Mexican guy, and it was Tengo miedo.
Which one's that one from?
And it's called El Fua.
I don't know.
The guy's going, Tengo miedo. And the whole imaging was like, the Buzz Adams morning show. Tengo miedo.
Surprised Buzz played it.
It was an imaging thing that Brandon had done. Oh, okay. So he had control of that.
Okay.
It's there, but we don't use that imaging anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we're going to bring it back. So when you tell Duke about Escalera, tell him about El Fua.
Bring it back. I've heard of the Fua.
And he's like, Tengo miedo.
No, that's why I thought, I was like, Joanna's gonna have to start doing all those, but getting some help.
I didn't do that, but thank you for all the props. But credit goes to Duke there for that one.
Well, Duke was also, I don't know, did he do that stuff when he was on the show too?
I guess a lot of our voices is either our dude Paul Turner or Duke.
Our Dookie Duke.
Yeah.
Well, Fernie also came back. Speaking of
Ghosts of Christmas Past. Ghosts of Morning Show Past.
Ghosts of Morning Show
Past. That's the name of this one. I'm changing the name.
Well, Duke's always here.
But Duke will be seen more around, I heard.
Yes.
Duke Except today, he lost his voice.
He's lost it for a good amount of time.
The other day, he went in to talk to us, and I'm like, are you okay? And he was like, oh, I'm just getting over something. And I was like, putting my mask back on.
What is something?
I know, I'm putting my mask back on. And our boss just told me that, oh, Duke lost his voice.
Yeah, no, he lost it, oh, I think sometime last week, because I heard them say, like, oh, well, we can't do production. Duke's voice is gone. Mm-hmm. So they were all upset because everyone relies on Duke. He does a lot.
He does. He's basically the voice of KLEQ.
So poor Duke. Yeah, he lost his voice. But Fernie didn't.
Fernie did not. He lost his home, but not his voice.
Yes, Fernie came to visit the studio.
He did. It was nice to see him.
Yes, on Instagram.
Oh my God, the photos went, I'm going to say viral. Everybody lost it.
People were freaking out. And I did use your quote of the morning show.
The morning show that could have been.
It could have happened, people.
It could have, but Fernie decided to take a different route. A lot of people are saying, bring Fernie back. Bring him back. Fernie doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, Fernie has a choice.
That's his choice. He doesn't want to.
He's going to live his life.
Have we tried? Yes, we've tried to get him back.
He's not into radio anymore, even though he was like made for morning shows.
I know. He really, we sat him down, Emily, Lisa, and I, and we were like, Fernie, give us ideas for articles. Go. And he gave us like three right away. And we were like,
he was always great. He was always great at writing articles or creating content or engaging on social media. But that also was kind of his issue.
I'm not going to lie. It's hard to pay attention to the show and pay attention to our social media.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So that's why it was always a weird balance.
We need the one person to do it, you know?
Yeah. And that was Fernie. That was the Fernando.
And Fernie was great at it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People missed him. People loved him. He came in, I guess, for Thanksgiving. And he had posted on Facebook, like, I have nowhere to go. My family's not talking to me or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And so people were like, you can come stay with me. People were offering. And then people tagged Buzz. And they were like, go to Buzz. And he's all like, I already tried. He didn't answer.
Aw, really?
And I'm all, Buzz, you dick.
What a butt. I didn't know you did that.
Buzz has been going through something because Nico has moved out.
Just
because
his breakup with Nico. His it's like break- your ex is back in town.
Now he has two exes.
But he doesn't want to rebound with either one of them.
So no.
Good for him. You know, he's a,
yeah, good
a
for
strong
him.
One.
He's not backsliding.
Yeah, good for him. But still. You know, I don't believe in being friends with your ex, but hey, Buzz can do it.
I know. Buzz still, he works with his ex.
he works with one.
And then he was still a little salty about the whole Nico abandoning him.
I don't think he's ever going to get over that. If he actually was excited to write an article about it or involving it, that means it hurt. It means he needed to vent. He needed to vent. And he's like, I took pictures. And I was like, oh, good for you. You took pictures. But it was only because I needed to show people where I was.
Yeah. Nico's like, look at these updates. And it's just the pictures of every, like, milestone he did. Like, here I am at the Luby's, the COVID-19 testing site. That weird that masseuse weird, place.
Yeah, that weird
the motel lodger thing.
I'm surprised he didn't go in it. But
also, like, Nico couldn't pick him up.
I know. Well, Nico had a friend over, right, or something. Yeah, or okay. He was, if it wasn't in the best interest, Nico.
He called his girlfriend.
That's the messed up part.
It's kind of messed up, right?
Yeah.
He called the girlfriend, and the girlfriend was like, well, you went with Nico. You're his responsibility. Although he did say that she was like, I'll get you an Uber or something. And he was like, no. So Buzz, a little stubborn too.
That is true.
And so I asked Fernie, Fernie, if you had gotten a call from Buzz and Buzz was like, let me tell him.
Okay.
He's like, if I call you and you're 5 minutes away and I say, hey, can you come pick me up just to drop me off at the station? Would you? And Fernie was like, oh, yeah, definitely. He's like, or I would arrange something, like maybe get you an Uber or something. And Buzz goes, thank you.
And he started realizing he was the one that got away. And like, oh, no. I should have.
He's like, what have I done? I should have fought for us.
Yeah. He should have, Buzz.
Oh, but it was nice having Fernie here. It was nice seeing him here. No, he doesn't want to come back.
He's not.
Have
going
we tried to get him back?
Yeah,
definitely.
We're not. starting rumors.
Cause I was heard your pleas.
Yeah, I was like, I bet you anything people are going to start somehow, some way. And then, of course, they bring up other people who've been on the show saying, well, what happened to this guy or that girl?
He asked the same thing.
Like, oh, well, he wasn't here for all
He wasn't here for everything, so.
But people who knew, that's what I was like, oh, no, I hope this photo doesn't start a fight. But it seems okay.
It seems okay.
Yeah,
we got we've heard exception. Your pleas. You want Fernie back. You want Lisa out. Whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, people.
Man, a lot of people hate her.
Especially if you're in that group. I'm not in that group. I stay away, so don't I hear be in from what you say. Yeah, I don't want to be in that group.
They really hate her.
It's just
so I'm glad she's not in the group because it would really hurt her feelings.
Yeah. But that's why, like, oh, no, it's just so negative.
There's this guy in the app chat that messages all the time.
Oh, no.
How much he hates Lisa.
Yeah.
He hates when she starts talking. He's all like, all she does is do me, my pug, my California, my friends, this and that. Like, the fact that Lisa has friends has triggered so many people.
I know. That's the weirdest thing that happened this week, I think.
And he was so mad. And finally, I was just like, dude, I can't tell if you hate Lisa or if you're, like, in love with her.
Yeah, after a while, people who hate someone so much, you become obsessed.
Hate and love are obsessed. Like very close to each other.
Yeah.
And so he's all like, look, I know she's your friend or whatever, but you have to admit. And so when she was out last week, he's like, the show sounds so much better with her. And I'm like, oh, hey, Lisa, love her.
Do you miss her?
You miss her.
Is that what this is?
Things.
No, they do with any little bit of you guys. That's why I'm glad you don't have the camera anymore, too, because they would be complaining constantly about that camera.
All the time. You haven't switched the camera. Joanna, that's too much Carmex. Yeah. And I was like, what? Someone told don't me one time, okay, me. Enough with the Carmex, Joanna. I'm like, oh.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Be like, you're moving and your mouth
from
constantly.
That moment on, I was like, I hate the cameras. Stupid camera.
They're watching my every move. Buzz wants to bring back the cameras.
What?
But he wants to bring them back in a weird way where it's just, and so I used his own words against him. He's like, can't we have a camera that just watches us, but it has no audio, but the audience has a choice to click on it and they just see us, but it has no sound?
I think we did that.
When? Why would we do that? And I told him, I thought you didn't want to be watched like a zoo animal. Why would we do that?
He did say that.
He did, yeah. That was his main thing.
There
he
were
hated
many, like, side note, there were many fights before we got into, like, a good groove with the cameras.
Yeah.
Buzz hated the camera exactly. On him a lot.
He would put post-it notes over the camera.
He would put things over it. He would move the camera because at that point, I think we only had the one camera, and it was on him.
All the time.
And he hated it.
Yeah. I was like, so why would you want to do that to yourself again, man? Yeah. So anytime he tries to bring it, I'm like, no, this is what you said. This is what you didn't want to do. Why are we going
to
do it?
Fernie asked the same thing. He was like, what happened to the live stream? I was like, we don't have it anymore. And he's like, well, can't you guys just do it on Twitch? And I was like, we did do it
don't
on Twitch.
Don't you start.
I'm like, I know. I'm like, no, I'm not going to get it. Pissed me off. You're going to piss me off.
Going down that road.
And I'm like, we did try it. Corporate didn't like it.
No.
And so Freddie was like, oh, because he saw one of the cameras and he's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, oh, it's one of our cameras.
That was a horrible, horrible investment. Whoever chose that to, whoever decided to get that freaking security camera.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
That was a bad move. But
it was all a cluster fart is what it was.
It really was. But it was not coming back. So Fernie's not coming back. The cameras aren't coming back.
Let's make a list of things that aren't coming back. The live streams.
Live streams. Fernie.
Fernie. And I think that covers it.
That's about it. Yeah, I tried to double check. But no, that's it. And it, even at that, it's not corporate. It's FCC rules.
Yeah. And I think corporate was pretty cool about it because I think Tom was even like,
yeah,
I think it's funny that you guys are saying like, oh, it's corporate who are stopping. Yeah. And he's like, definitely make us be the enemy, the villain. He's all like, but there are rules to follow.
Yeah, there really are rules and regulations. We're not everyday people who get to do whatever they want because that's what they say. Well, I saw this guy do this on YouTube or this guy on Instagram. They don't have rules. They're not owned by a company.
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, that's the... People that's, need to understand
that. That's the bottom line. We are owned by a company.
Yeah.
So if, like, YouTube sees us post something and it's licensed, we are immediately flagged.
Yeah, we can't make money off of
which is why we were banned that one time from YouTube, because Buzz played a Beatles clip. And the Beatles, like, whoever owns the Beatles now quickly finds that. It's like Disney. Yeah. That's why they say if you make a sex tape, use a Disney music in the background so that Disney immediately takes it down.
Pull it down real quick.
So we played the Beatles and we got banned from YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook will do the same. Zuckerberg will do the same.
And so we're flagged immediately, which is why I think a lot of our Facebook posts don't get shown a lot.
No, yeah,
Facebook has really taken a dip with us.
Especially now that it's Meta. And it wants to become this crazy thing, and they want people to pay to show your content. And I don't think if you're just a regular Facebook user, you might not know that.
Right.
But working here, that's our biggest issue, is because Facebook and which is also owns Instagram, and then Google and YouTube, everything wants you to pay. So we're trying to do this organically and be very local and very engaged with our listeners. Because that's the only thing that's going to push us through.
Yeah. We want to be local. We want to have this interaction with our listeners on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
We do go out and see our listeners, by the way. Just putting that out there. We do hang out with the people.
I feel like we are one of the most active radio stations. But then I do like to listen to all the radio stations to see what people are talking about.
Right.
Yeah. And like,
as radio, as much as we try to deny it, we're going down in a lot of ways. It's pretty much a dying medium.
Yeah, that's what everyone tells me anytime. You work for radio? Oh.
I tell people, there's still radio? There's still a morning show? Yeah, we're still here. Yeah. And when the apocalypse comes, we're the only ones that are going to be notifying you.
We'll still be here, The zombies might be in here, though, because all of our building is windows.
Why do we have so many windows?
But hey, we'll block it out somehow. But in regards to that, that's why I was telling you earlier, some other DJ said that they are the most active radio station and the rest of us look like we eat rocks.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. I'm trying to think.
Eats rocks.
If you know what that means, let us know, because I don't get it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that insult. Is that like an old insult?
Probably.
Am I doing ageism right now? Is that an old person thing to say?
Is it things that like Lower Valley kids say or something?
Hey, I am from the Lower Valley and I never said go eat a rock.
Go eat a rock.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard kick rocks before.
I've heard the kick rocks. Kick rocks,
dude. But eating rocks, you should bring that up to Buzz. Just be like, hey, Buzz, are you
in the country? Do you say things like they look like they eat rocks?
They look like they eat rocks. I'm guessing they're calling it stupid, but.
Okay, I guess that would make sense.
Right, but never had that insult thrown at me before. And I'm just saying overall, because I said anyone in radio before, so I was like,
y'all, that is me.
I will be offended.
Because I am one with radio.
I work with people in rival radio stations, and I am offended on their behalf. Because the last time, too, that my whole beef started with that. Because they called Mondo fat when I was on the morning show, and I was very offended.
Girl, that is my friend.
That is my friend, and he is not fat.
That's amazing.
And I was just like, really? Because they didn't like that other radio stations eat tacos in the morning. That's why they're fat.
Okay.
And they were just, I was driving in still, because that's when I would like come in an hour later, because I live effing far away.
Yep, right.
And I'd be like, I would listen to every radio station, and I caught them on a rant about other radio stations don't get it together and don't start on time because they're too busy buying tacos and eating tacos because they're fat.
First of all, we don't buy the tacos. They bring us the tacos here.
They bring them food. And I was,
they're delivered.
And I had just changed the station from KLEQ, so I was like, they call Mondo Fat?
Did I just hear that correctly?
Yeah, did you just call Mondo Fat? Because he was talking about, like, I'm eating my breakfast and the tacos. I'm like, they call Mondo Fat. And
First of all, I wish I could listen to other radio stations while I'm on air as well.
Right?
How do they know?
That's what I wanted to know. What the heck is that? How is that even working?
They have a spy. We need a spy.
I think it was an hour later. That's why. I feel like it was an hour later.
Did they do a replay?
It fell on the replay. They had time to listen.
We have a little radio in our studio, but that's so that we can hear ourselves if we go off air.
Okay. Yeah, no.
And it's so that radio is just directly connected to KLEQ.
Okay. Yeah. If you're gonna,
I don't even think I know how to change the station on that radio.
Yeah, there's no way you guys could be able to listen. That's why I would always, and I tell Mike and Trisha too the same thing. I'm always like switching between to just be like, oh, what's going on? And until it's an insult. That I'm like, hey, we're not here to insult each other, all right?
No, we are. We should all be working together.
Yeah, but maybe it's talking about another radio station, okay? I just assumed it's KLEQ.
Maybe, right?
So I'm protective of my babies. That's my child. And really, he never specified what child. I'm just jumping to conclusions.
But you know what? A good mama does that.
Yeah, I was
how
like, well,
dare you?
They're the number one and number two, so I would think you're coming for them automatically. I've been here.
The only other morning show that people know.
Exactly. I've been here too long that I'm like, oh, they're automatically attacking us because we're too good. We're too good.
You're also coincidentally, we were eating tacos that day.
Yeah, the Mondo one was more like, okay, that's like red on the nose.
How would they have known, though, if they were listening to
it? It had to be, because that's why I was like, unless it's just like a Mexican thing that you're like tacos for breakfast. But he was eating tacos for breakfast.
So. I hate like when people are like, my haters, this and that. And I'm all, come down, you're a chick from El Paso. You don't have a hater. You're not a hater. You're a fan. I understand that saying now.
They're always listening. Like that dude with Lisa. He's a fan.
Yeah.
He's a fan. He probably knows the name of all our dogs. And
he does. Because he named them in that post.
There you go.
And I'm all, what do you have against Lucy? Tubby's dead, dude. How dare you?
How dare you speak?
How dare you speak? So Fernan gets into our studio. And he's like, oh, Joanna, I'm sorry about your grandpa. And I'm all, thank you. I'm sorry about your mom.
Oh,
and then he goes, Lisa, did you lose anybody? And she's like, Tubby. And he's like, oh, well, you already replaced her.
And there's Fernie.
And I'm all, I miss Fernie.
Ah, there he is. And that's why he started fighting. Oh, my God.
I've never dared to ask Lisa, but I know at one point her and Fernie were fighting.
Yes, they were. I was in the middle of that.
You were in the middle of it?
Yes, I was on the show and all that happened. And it was just
so I only know, like, Fernie's side, but I've never asked Lisa. Because I don't want to bring it up. Like, she's in a good mood today.
Yeah, when she's in a good mood. Well, maybe that's when you do need to bring it up. Just be like, hey.
Just to see, because I'm bored. What's going on?
I just want to know, because I know Fernie's side. What happened? Honestly, I don't even know. I blocked it out.
I can't remember, actually, what Fernie told me. But I do remember at one point, like, they were fighting.
Yeah. Everyone would
I wasn't on the show. Yeah, I was still doing the overnights. Yeah. But
no, everyone fought on that show.
I feel like at some point we were all just really angry with each other.
I think it just happens.
It happens when you're together too long.
I think so. I think it's like every workplace, but you guys have to constantly talk to each other and make decisions. And
right,
these decisions are not always.
Sometimes the decisions affect all of us.
Exactly.
Buzz.
And yeah, one person has more power, so whatever he says goes.
Right. And but I'm telling you, lately it has felt really easy going.
Yeah, you guys are in a good place. It's not
and I'm all like, it's going too good.
It's okay. We have 2 weeks. I'm gonna give you 2 weeks if anything happens
before the Christmas meltdown.
Yeah,
we haven't had a fight.
I don't think, and I really don't so see anything happening.
Knock on wood.
I don't think
continue this groove for the rest of the year.
Does anything? No, because you guys don't even have any events. So you guys should be good. There should be no fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Just don't do the Festivus for the rest of us.
I feel like Buzz and Nico should still do that because I think Buzz has a lot of grievances to air after that YouTube game.
Well, that's why you're going to start a fight. That's if anything's going to happen, it's going to be that.
Honestly, I feel like he's now just playing it up.
No, yeah, he's totally playing that.
But it's hilarious.
But yeah, if it oozes over into a commercial where Nico is actually offended or something.
It's funny because I only see the back of Nico. But that one day that we were telling Lisa, the back of Nico's neck got all red.
Yeah, he got really red neck.
Buzz is like, yeah, he's really agitated right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I remember you saying that. And I was like, is he really? So take a picture next time.
It's really funny when Nico gets, like, upset.
Yeah.
Because you could tell he gets all red. And I just see the back of his neck, and I'm all, oh, it's really red right now. And I'm like, oh, snap. He really got mad.
Yep. Telling you. Next time, pictures.
He doesn't get mad. He gets, you know, passionate. About whatever he's talking about.
All right, let's call it passion. That sounds better. Be more positive.
We're trying to be positive here, Emily.
Yeah, what we said that like 2 months ago. We're all going to be positive.
And then it all went to crap.
And now we're working on it again.
But we're working on ourselves. We are constantly trying to improve ourselves.
Everyone's in a good mood. Let's go with that.
It scares me sometimes.
But it's nobody was here.
And Lisa's the kind that if you snap at her for one little second, or if you don't talk to her, like, or if your like tone and voice changes immediately, she's like, are you mad? Are you mad at me?
No.
And I'm just mad in general, like at life.
Yeah, I'm mad at life. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's all like that, but not me, right? I'm like, no, not you.
You're fine.
And I'm like, it's fine, Lisa.
And then it's like, you are mad.
So we're like, I'm all, let's create a chart. And it's like, what's Joanna's mood today? Is she mad at me or is she mad at the world?
At the world. Yeah. Just put a little smiley face when it's Lisa, and then put a little earth when it's the earth.
Lisa. It's just the world. And she's like, I really need that. And she's like, oh, well, it wasn't you.
Like, don't worry. I'll tell you when it's you.
And if if I'm too quiet, she's like, are you mad? I don't know. I'm working.
No, I just got to do some stuff.
I just got to work. So yesterday, I don't know if you heard the whole conversation on things that boomers do that old young people are tired of.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't listen yesterday.
We got into this whole thing about how the work culture is intense and stuff. Like, old people think like you really have to work hard and show it and earn it. And we were like, it doesn't work like that anymore. You know, if you're burning out, your mental health is more important.
Yeah. Or if you know someone, still going to get you farther than.
Right. And Buzz was like, your mental health isn't going to help you pay the bills. And he went on this whole thing of like, you have to work hard.
Yeah.
You know, I started working in radio. They paid me $3. And we were like, well, that was the 1930s. So Buzz is going on this whole thing about like, you got to work hard and blah, blah, blah. And we're just like, it doesn't work like that anymore, dude. So at the end of the show, right, this is when he comes and he's like, do you guys want lunch or anything? Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm working. I'm doing the podcast.
I'm working for my lunch, sir.
I have to do the podcast. I have to do the replays for the 5 a.m. hour. Yeah. So I'm doing all that. And so Lisa and I are working because she was working on articles.
Yeah.
And Buzz comes in. This is after Nico left already. So Buzz needs attention.
Of course.
He comes into the room with us and he's like, you guys have to hear this neckline call. It's like 4 minutes long. And Lisa was like, no. And I was like, play it on air tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll hear it on the show.
But we didn't look at him. We were still focusing on our work. And we were just like, we'll listen tomorrow, Buzz. And he's like, he just stood there for like 3 seconds and was like, okay.
And a teardrop rolled down.
He goes back into his studio. And Lisa and I are still working. So he's leaving. Lisa and I are still working. And he opens the door and he's all, well, you guys seemed really busy today. And I'm all, well, you're the one that said to put our nose to the grindstone so we can get ahead. And he's all like, yeah, keep working hard. And he walks away. I'm like, who understands this guy?
Get out. Yeah. Oh, you want us to be friends and hang out. Oh, but no, I'm a stupid millennial.
Right.
If I do that.
And he's like, you guys just seem really busy today. We're working. What do you want from us?
No, I've done that with with the sales side. They'll talk all this crap about millennials. And look at them. I'm a millennial. And then they're like, well, you're an exception. Well, okay. Or is it because I'm right here? I'm standing in front of you. Is that why?
You should just one day join them and be like, yeah, screw those millennials. Lazy
boomer. I got I'm an old soul. I know my work ethic for $3.
Right, that we have like bad work ethic. And I'm like, nah, you guys don't really give us clear instructions of what we're supposed to do.
Pretty much. Is that a boomer thing? Because I'll jump
figure it out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all the ways you suck, but also I'm not going to tell you how to improve that.
Yeah. So just
you're just going to be stuck in this perpetual state of suckness.
Yeah. And go buy your avocado toast. That's why you can't buy a house.
That's basically why I can't buy a house.
Yeah. Coffee and avocado toast. That's why.
I said that same comment yesterday. I don't know, well, as I'm drinking my $5 coffee.
Oops.
Lisa got us coffee yesterday for me and her.
Yeah.
And Buzz comes in, like, it's almost towards the end of the show. And he's like, well, I was going to offer to get you guys coffee, but I see you already have some. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I got coffee. And he's all, you and Lisa got coffee? And I'm all, yeah. And he's all, okay. Well, if I send Nico out, do you want another coffee? And I was like, no, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
He leaves. He goes, talks to Lisa. And then we did a replay. So then Lisa comes in. I'm starting to see it.
Like, oh, no, the dude's right.
Lisa comes in and she's all, Buzz just came into the room with me. I'm like, what did he tell you? And she's like, he goes, did Trisha buy you that coffee? And I'm like, what did you tell him? And she's like, I told him, no, I bought the coffee. I'm like, you should just like lie. And be like, yeah, Trisha bought the coffee. Yeah. So then Buzz could be like, I'm better than her.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and breakfast. And she gave me a gift card.
Oh my God. Sorry. She did give us a gift card. Lisa and I were just talking about that. Because Bath and Body Works has their candle sale right now.
Yeah.
Like, so we're going to add that to the list and be like, oh, I bought all these candles with the gift card Trisha got me.
Yeah, say it really loud in your meetings.
Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. Buzz and Trisha have beef.
Yeah, they do. They're totally like Biggie and Tupac.
But the funny thing is, they're kind of like the same person.
Yes.
Think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just, they have a long history. It's too long and too private.
They've known way too long. They've known each other way too long.
Yes.
So they can't like really show their hate for each other because each one of them knows too much.
Yeah.
About the other person.
But it's so funny though. When they walk Buzz's face together and it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's so funny to see them.
Because sometimes I'm there and I'm like, is one of us going to walk? I really got to pee. And I only got like 4 minutes to do it. So move.
If you ever catch them in the hall, like they're trying so hard to not walk next to each other. It's great that you're like, well, someone's got
to
walk.
Someone's going to have to walk a little faster.
Sometimes, yeah, they'll crash into each other where they're turning the
corner. Where they turn the corner?
Yeah, because our hallway, like you enter another hall, right? So these people, they'll crash into each other and they're trying so hard to not be next to each other. Like, just go.
It's hilarious.
It's all right.
It's funny. And it's the little things like that that keep me going here.
Exactly.
Or I'm all, ooh, Buzz and Trisha in the hallway together. Let's watch.
Yeah, it's that or Steve screaming down the hall. So, yeah.
Steve.
He's so loud.
He's loud, but he's also got like the filthiest mouth. I know you would never think of our little Steve Kaplowitz, but right? That dude's got a filthy mouth.
It's hilarious.
This one time I was like, oh, somebody new just followed me. And I think at that point we were talking about this one baseball player from the Chihuahuas.
Okay.
And it wasn't the baseball player. It was Steve. And then I told Steve, I'm like, oh, Steve, yesterday I got excited thinking that that baseball player followed me. It was just you. And he's all, you bitch. But he yelled it from like one of the hall to the other. He's all, you bitch. Buzz, Steve has a very potty mouth.
Friend. He's a sassy friend.
He
now.
Is. And then he'll come in, he'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I do like when he randomly just starts cussing for no reason. Yeah,
and then he's like, what's Buzz do? Oh, and he works from home, and then I have to put him up through the board.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's Buzz doing? And I'm all picking his nose, dude. And he's like, that filthy bastard, because he doesn't use filthy, you guys. He uses the other F word.
It's great. It's those little things that
it really
you
know, is.
You find those in your coworkers.
Everybody here has their own little quirks. It's hilarious. Yeah. Mike, if I don't say hi to him in the morning, he gets really upset.
He does.
As I've learned.
He does. And he'll check, because like with me too, I'll just be, hey, and he'll come and check. You mad?
No. Another one. Are you mad at me?
Yeah, like, no, dude, just I'm focusing or
that's what
I'm half asleep.
That's what I was doing that day. I was working because I got here late and I was like, oh, I got to do all this stuff before the show starts. And Mike walked by and I like looked up and looked back down and he's all, don't ignore me.
Yes, Mike is another very meaty.
Well, good morning, Mike. Yeah. So every morning now I make it a thing to be like, hi, Mike. Hey, girl.
You have to tell him good morning or hey, Mike.
Because everybody here will take it personally.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
When they'll be like, are you mad at me?
Are you mad? Everyone just thinks everyone's mad at each other all the time. Like, no, I don't care. I'm just here. I'm just here.
I'm always here.
I'm always here. So just leave me alone. But yeah.
So yeah, things are going very well. I will have you know, and it scares me a little.
To find out.
I'm not going to think of, like, remind me not to think of things like it's going to go bad one of these days.
Let's not be negative.
Let's not be negative. Things are going swell, aside from, like, the people complaining on the app chat that we do too many replays.
We see you.
I know we do replays. I don't want to have to explain it again.
Hey, make it a game. Make it fun or something, all right?
Yeah, we'll give Iron Maiden tickets. Like, if you can figure out if this is a replay or not. Caller number 10.
Caller number, I heard Buzz when he was going to pick a number today. Steve's like, he's going to say 9. But
Iron Maiden's coming.
Iron Maiden is coming.
So excited.
Eddie, I always wanted to see Eddie on stage.
Oh, everybody loses it when he does.
I used to love his little mask in what music? The Number of the Beast music video.
Nice.
He's adorable.
He's great. Yeah, when he comes out, everybody loses it. It's great. I can't wait.
It's going to be a great show.
Our boss tells us about Iron Maiden on the way to the bathroom. And he starts up into Albuquerque to see Iron Maiden. Or no, when you went to Albuquerque, who opened up or who did Ghost open for? And I was like, Iron Maiden. And he's all, they're coming. And I was like, what?
He didn't even tell me. I didn't even hear you. You guys just walked by him. What?
And then he didn't tell me. And I was like, oh my God.
I was like, what's going on? What?
Emily's like, I should probably know these things because. Like,
I gotta help. But I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I was like, okay, cool.
Have you seen the comments?
What?
Iron Maiden. They're like, finally, not a sucky ass band that you announced. I thought you were gonna talk about Night Ranger.
No, I didn't go.
So I'm glad that this one appeases everybody.
Everyone's talk ill of Iron Maiden, y'all. What do you want?
Even Nico is looking up Iron Maiden songs now.
Yeah, he's like, run over the hill.
He's run like, run the for the hill. Which, by the way, don't get your hopes up if you want to hear that one song. They may not play it. They did not play it when I went to see them in Albuquerque.
Your heart. You just had a bad time in Albuquerque. It was just...
Lisa made me late.
It was just...
I missed Ghost.
You get a redo. You're going to get a redo.
I eventually got to see Ghost again, and I got to meet Papa.
The Papa.
So, I guess it made up for it.
So, we'll see what Iron Maiden will bring.
We'll see what Iron Maiden brings. Be sure to tune into the shows.
The social media.
The social medias.
We need to get more active on that.
You never know when you're going to get to score some free tickets.
Yeah, you'll see Nico's neck a lot more.
I'm going to take pictures of his neck.
We're going to start a series of Nico's neck.
Based on the shade of Nico's neck, what do you think he's mad at?
What's going on, yeah. What color is he really upset at? We'll do that.
We'll find all that out. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that things keep going smooth.
Yes. And if not, we'll let you know.
And then if something happens, well, join us on the next episode of What the Buzz. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Joanna.
Let's quit it.